This is the Word of God from the Household of David Church. It is a message designed to raise men after God's own heart. Listen and be blessed.
Everyone, lift up your hand. Say loud and clear. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Louder. Any word that I have spoken against myself, knowingly or unknowingly, any word that I have spoken capable of affecting me negatively or affecting somebody negatively, by the power of the blood of Jesus, I declare them null and void. Let your blood wash those words off. Just pray for a minute and say it again. I do what? Careless word. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Can we do the same thing quickly for action? Now, that's your word. But you are going to take the part B of the prayer. Any word spoken by anybody affecting me or waiting to affect me, any statement of judgment, words released by anybody hanging in the air there to affect or influence me negatively, through the power of the blood, we declare such word null and void. Just speak for a minute or so. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Statement being made in the secret or even in the open. Allegations, accusations. By the blood, by the blood, by the blood. Salamanda labashato kobos. Barakato se amanda. Maligo se teke balabas. In Jesus' name. If we have time towards the end of, it's a very short service. What is Isaiah 54, the last verse? That is what we are doing. And I told you that people quote that scripture wrongly. They complete it by saying that every tongue that is against in judgment shall be condemned. But that's what the Bible says. The Bible says, thou shalt condemn. Isaiah 54. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Now, the Bible is showing us how to deal with the weapons. All the weapons are in form of words. Somebody says sorry to somebody, he says no to you. Now, the weapons are two categories. Words of men and words that we ignorantly speak ourselves. Every tongue that shall rise against the judgment, thou. Now, this is where Christianity is wonderful. That tongue rise against in judgment can actually be your own tongue. Men are useless. You said 15 years ago when you were in secondary school. Now you are praying that prophet should help you to get married to a responsible man. I wanted to sing, but the mood of the service. Thank you. God bless you, choir. God bless you again. That was wonderful. By the resurrection power, we have passed from death to life. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. By the blood you have. Hallelujah. Every tongue, most of those tongues. So we started by, before I ask us to sit down, we'll sit down now. Daniel 10, 12 will be our foundation. And this is very powerful. Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. Now the Bible says, the angel appeared to Daniel and said to Daniel, fear not, for from the first day that thou didst said thy heart to understand and to chasten yourself, that is to fast and humble yourself before God, thy words were heard. Now look at the concluding part. I am come for thy words. God bless you and have your seat. I am come for thy words. When you say something, it attracts angels or demons. So this is World War Part 2. This is the origin of attacks in people's life. The Bible said the curse of the curseless shall not come. Aye. Zasila aste kalishno. You see, if you have read about Joshua the high priest, which I'm not going to again, all I'm doing today is a foundation, both services. The Bible says, Joshua the high priest stood and Satan began to accuse him. Anytime a believer says something, your words are raw materials, like you give a cloth to a tailor, for God to use or for the enemy to use. Jesus said, you will give account of every idle word. Because as far as God is concerned, there are no idle words. Your words are pulling down positive stuffs or pulling down negative stuffs. Jesus said, and it's our master, by your words you shall be justified, and by your words shall be condemned. Matthew 12, 35, 37. By your words you shall be justified. By your word you shall be condemned. Next verse. So, this makes it very serious. Go to the next verse, 35 and 37, please. Scripture man. Hallelujah. For by thy words. Again, this is serious. So, it is not God that will determine in this regard who is going to be justified or condemned. I love James 3. Let's start from verse 1. I don't want to show you something very... So, I ended the other side by saying that God does not joke, and there are no comedians in the spirit realm. Angels don't do comedy, demons. So, you don't say you are just joking. Ecclesiastes said, don't say before the angel of the Lord. It's just a joke. A parent should not say to a child, useless boy. You have just given the devil legal right to come in and make the boy useless. And the enemy waits for a moment like this. And I just want to use somebody. I said, and there we go. My brother, be not masters, many masters, knowing that we shall receive greater condemnation. Next verse. In many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, that means it's possible. The same is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body. When you talk about your body, there are many divisions. Your hand in the spirit represents the work of your hand. That's why I say the work of your hand. It represents your liver and productivity. It's part of your body. That means what James is saying is that if your words line up with scriptures, you'll become like a perfect man that nothing can cause to stumble. From health to finance, to a pure life, by your words. So, here are two streams.
He waits for you to say something wrong. He also latches on something wrong that somebody has said concerning you. Now, the power of words are amplified if they are coming from an authority figure. For instance, you provoke your parents and they say some things. Hope you know that God was there when Esau, when Isaac blessed Jacob instead of Esau, and it was Esau he loved. There are some videos you want to watch when we get to heaven. You don't want to know the emotional trauma that Isaac was in on that day when Esau said that, I'm your son. He said your brother took the blessing and Esau held the father's word. You mean there's no blessing for me again? This is your favorite son. And he said, I'm sorry, it is gone. It was said under a divine unction. What is under a divine unction cannot be repeated every time. Unction comes by the Spirit and you have to wait for the stirring of the water. I get what I'm saying? Yes, sir. There's an unction to say some things today and I will quickly go to them in a while. That's why when Jacob was about to die, he knew what the father did to him that day. The father knew that, so Jacob just deceived me, but it cannot be taken back. It was a golden moment. Ah, yeah. At times, when Rachel wanted to die, she gave birth to a son and she called him Benomi, a child of sorrow. But thank God for Jacob. Jacob had learned something about the power of word. The baby was coming out and because the mother's soul was passing away. Those moments are important, man. They are important. When parents are going, when people are in agony, there is a way you can make somebody's life miserable that it stands up. They don't even need to say, I curse you. They'll say, ah, Wale, you did this. And he does not understand. And for a while, when these things are working, they are quiet for many years. And Wale feels that, well, what did she say? After he broke her, she just said that. But years after. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, Jacob understood. So he too called the sons together, Genesis 49. And, all our three services are shorter now, so I have to be very fast. He called the sons together in Genesis 49. He was about dying. He also knew that now there is an unction to speak now. And whatever I say, we stand. As we worship God at times, it gives us utterance as a minister of God to speak. But it also gives people utterance in their rooms. You can be worshiping God and the anointing can come upon you to say some things, to quickly reverse or correct some laws set in motion against you or reset some laws in motion to your advantage. If somebody is sustaining you in the area of paying your bills and you're working under that person, everyone recognizes that the person has some measures of authority over you. Now, the part you came into the world through, your parents, they carry every weight of authority. The authority will not work if they contradict God's will for your life. Like you are born again, your father says, we are not Christian, you are not, that one will not work because God is the highest authority. But if you go provoke them on some other things and then you make life unwell for them and they go in that state, you have just created, and Satan is an expert, he dashes into. Seriously, he holds on to this thing. So, Jacob saw it. He understood. And he lined up his 12 children. Genesis 49. And they were stepping forward one by one. And he said, Reuben, you are my firstborn. Now, this is stream one. Reuben did not say anything negative about himself. Jacob said it to him. He said, you are the excellence of my might and strength. He said, but you will not excel. What a word. He said, because you slept one of my concubines. He said, you are unstable as water. You shall not. The inheritance, firstborn in the Bible, were entitled to double portion. The inheritance just left Reuben and went to the fourthborn, Judah. That was how Jesus came through the tribe of Judah. Even the closest to carrying an inheritance were Levi. Moses came through Levi, so the law came from the Levites. But Jesus came, so they were the two tribes that stood out. Levites, before Jesus came, were the ones that were permitted to approach God. Then Jesus came as the mediator. Tribe of Levi, tribe of Judah. Nothing of Reuben. But the only help that God rendered for Reuben was in Deuteronomy chapter 33. In Deuteronomy 33, Moses came. Thank God for Moses. And this is where I want to stop today. You see, church is not an ordinary place. Hosea 12:13 says, by a prophet, God brought Israel out of Egypt. A man of the word can reverse certain things because it is authority versus authority. And the one that comes from God is the highest authority. So I can represent. So in the name of our Lord Jesus, I can speak to lives here, and it won't matter again who has said something. Not because I am, just because of the arrangement under the new covenant, because I have used the name of Jesus and representing him under the fivefold ministry to speak. I get what I'm saying. And he is older than everybody. I get what I'm saying. So, from that day, but when Moses came, of course, even Moses himself was a grand, he was a product of Jacob. I mean, grandson. Moses came many years after. But because God gave him the privilege of entering the holiest of holy, he changed the scenario straight. So Moses looked at Reuben in Deuteronomy chapter 33, at verse 6, and he said, let Reuben live. Let's start from verse 4. Hallelujah. Moses commanded us a law. He began to chant some psalms, even the inheritance of creation of Jacob. Verse 5. He was a king in Jehoshaphat, another name for Jacob. When the heads of the people and the tribe of Israel were gathered together, the day Reuben was cursed, they gathered together the 12 tribes, and the father said, you shall not exist. But he began to bless Judah. He said, hear the voice of Judah and bring him to his people. He said, let his arm be sufficient for him. Be himself against his enemy. And he looked at Joseph. He said, Joseph is a fruitful bow. A fool by the well whose branches leap over the wall. He said, the archers have shot at him. They have hated him. But his bow remains strong. And the arms of his strength made strong by God of Jacob, the stone and the shepherd of Israel. He said, by my God who helps and the Almighty who blessed with the blessing of heaven above, the blessing of the earth beneath, the blessing of the breast and of the womb. And then he said, let it be on Joseph, who was distant from the brethren. And that day, Joseph's blessing multiplied. He said something to Issachar and then to all of them. But Reuben's soul was terrible. He looked at Simon and Levi. He called them instruments of war, people of anger. He said, oh my soul, don't be close to them. But he did not place too much. He said, but I will scatter them in Israel. But Levi was rescued by higher assignments. Because once divine order comes in, all causes are set aside. God chose Levi and he ended there. He was himself and Simon that went, because they went to kill an entire city for raping their sister Dinah. And of course, it must have been Simon that actually said, here comes the dreamer, let us kill him. That was why when they went to Egypt, it was the one that Joseph took and locked up and released the rest. To teach him some lessons. Of course, he wasn't taking vengeance. Just like that, who should I pick? Tell you, come here. But anyway, the one that said, here comes the dreamer. Because it's very easy. I've done it here many times. To do your permutation and understand, must have said, Judah was one that suggested that they should sell him to a foreigner. So that was his own idea. Reuben came back and he did not see him in the pit again. He thought, he said, where is the guy gone? So it was not Reuben. And it was the firstborn. Now, the four of them were the first four children of the first wife, Leah. In those days, authority, according to another king, they weren't joking with him. It won't be sons of concubine that will be suggesting that Joseph should be sold. So it must come from the four of them. And the Bible has exonerated Judah. Yes, Judah said, let's sell him. Reuben said, don't kill our brother. So it remained the two of them, Levi and Simeon. So it must be Levi. And he was second born. So it was one that said, here comes the dreamer. So Joseph said, come, enter prison for a while. Are you with me? Thank you, Lord Jesus. When Moses said that, why did he add that last part? When the father said, you shall not excel, he put a cap on the expansion of Reuben in Israel. But Moses removed the restriction. He said, let his men not be few. In other words, I bring back to you multiplication. Hallelujah. But see, we are saints of the Most High under the new covenant. Now, people say everything about the new covenant, we kickstart it by words. We believe the word of God and we speak it. It's still the same speaking arrangement. We must speak. That's why we say that we should hold on to the profession of our faith. We profess regularly. And one of such is this. Now, number one. So, remember two streams. You can say something. And we ended the last service like that. Nothing is real until you add your voice to it. It's a sack letter. It becomes a sack letter that will affect you based on what you say after seeing the letter. And I told the last service, that's about all I will take from there. It's a principle before the law came. Genesis chapter 2. God adopted this principle and Satan is doing now. He brought all animals to Adam to name. And the Bible says, whatsoever name Adam called them, that was their name. God never helped him to name any animal. He allowed him to give a name to each animal. And whatsoever name, that was the name. He wants to be a preacher. That was the name. Hallelujah. And that principle, you see, Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2 are the two perfect chapters before the fall of man. Every other chapter talks more of restoration or plan or dealings of God with men under the originally. Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, they will reveal to you God's original intention when he created man, when there was no sin and there was no fall. It was such a beautiful state that man slept, woke up, and he saw a beautiful damsel. One man surrounded by four rivers to say God believes in prosperity. Adam was never sick nor weak. He was alone in the garden, not discouraged, no mental condition, no nothing. One man. It was in this Genesis that God brought a wife to Adam. It was under the same arrangement that he brought animals to Adam, that in a perfect system, my original plan is that man, you name what you see. And the Bible ends by saying that whatsoever Adam called them. That day, if Adam had, when lion came out, Adam said, you are lion, that's why you ran. If Adam had called lion rat, it would have become rats. Because whatever he called them, that was what they started manifesting. Now, Satan brings things to people and he wants you to label it. The man says something wrong once in the family, you begin to say that your husband is straying and he begins to stray. And when he shows people something, he had something to read that makes him able to sign it. He had fear and he puts it there. Yet, nothing can happen to you by accident because God sees everything ahead of time. Yes. When people see people coming with gun, pictures of death, and they just begin to watch what you say. And again, I end this way. Listen, if they give you a sack letter and you say that, Lord, thank you because I am blessed and I cannot lose any job, it does not mean that particular office will call you back. Wait for a while. A bigger job than that. By your response, you have killed the debt in that situation and life has to come out. But you can also accept and endorse and begin to say, now we are going to be at home for a while. You have just signed the package that time. Did you get what I've just said now?
Yes,
but when it comes to words that are from men, two things, intercession, and at times you will need the prophetic ministry, not to go and look for a prophet. It can be anywhere you are, anybody that speaks the word of God to you also can have the responsibility to speak God's word over you to weight up certain things. Yes. You know, I was in the salon one day and a young man brought in Range Rover Sport and parked, and a man responded. Even the barber that was not a Christian answered the man very well. And he said, all those Yahoo, Yahoo, all those thieves, see those boys. And the barber said, sir, you don't even know the guy. He has not even come in. He just came out of the car. You saw I was a young boy. And he happened to have a son who was that man like 25 or 26. The son was somewhere in the barn. And the Bible asked him that, sir, Dewale or Moyi, your son Dewale. So if he comes home by any reason and he brings a car, a SUV, we should conclude that it's either a thief or Yahoo Yahoo. No, the man just went quiet. He said, because envy will make you say some things. Now, you don't know the boy, whether he's working in a company, you don't know. You saw him out of a flashing car, yet you are praying for your son. This is what happens every time. People finish praying and they defeat their prayer by their words. When you keep saying what contradicts your prayer, this is why many fast and they don't see answer. You keep fasting and praying, but you keep declaring and talking everywhere. You fast that things should start working positively. You finish fasting, you sit down with three friends and say, I don't know why nothing is working. You better not even waste your time, waste your belly fasting. The angel said to Daniel, I come for your words, not for your prayer. Words. And when people in authority speak also, then voices come from the spirit realm also. But usually, the one that is coming from the spirit realm, they all want to hold on to what wrong thing you have said or somebody has said as a leverage to enter the physical world. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you with me?
Yes,
we will start next week. Programming yourself regularly to release words. The mistakes some will make, they go for deliverance. Somebody can pray for you once. If it's a church you belong to, the man can speak over it, things will go. But the bulk of the work you have to do it yourself. You must not enter the yoke of slavery again by saying things. Praise the Lord. This is why the Bible says watch and pray. Give me Numbers 14:28. Watch and pray. See, when you are regularly, even you are watching Premiership, but under your breath you are praying or you relax, you are conscious of the fact that you are of God and that the Holy Spirit dwells in you. If you lose this consciousness, you would have said something wrong before you realize. And the Bible says you cannot say before an angel that, oh, I made a mistake, I'm sorry. Except to go by this route that I led you to, which you should do from time to time. Yes. If you have signed a package, that is not the end of the matter. You can cancel the signature. That's why we have the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So you yourself can stand. It's beautiful when you are alone and begin to do all these things. Whatsoever I have said, to have set a law in motion against myself, whether 20, 30, 10 years ago, I cancel it by the blood. And I declare with my own mouth, nothing is working against me. All things work together for my good. If God should open your eyes, you'll see abortion taking place in the spirit. You are aborting things flying. Because you must clear this atmosphere around you regularly. You must clear it regularly. Every time. The world we live in is so dark and dirty. Praise God. You know, when James was talking about, this is God saying, as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. So God is listening to what you are saying. James 3 talks about, he said, with the same mouth we bless God, and then we curse men in the image of God. That word curse men does not mean you start saying that I curse you. Once you say something about somebody less than God's plan for them, if they don't refute, it can begin to affect them. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent Lord, we bow before you. On your seat, just speak. Say in the name of Jesus. Whether the one already affecting me or the one scheduled to affect me, I'm a believer. So in the name of Jesus, by the ministry of the blood of Jesus, I cancel it. Beautiful King, excellent God, we bow. Pray, pray. I'm stopping there. Glorious, beautiful King, excellent God. May the Lord lift you. Anybody with any form of restriction around you, it looks like you can't just break. There's no breakthrough. There's no promotion. Everything looks. But that's why you are here this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. if there is a law at work, a force, I call it, at work, if there is something moving against you, affecting the productivity of your life, affecting your Christian life, what, in the name of Jesus, such things are canceled by the power of the blood this morning. Hallelujah. Pray for a minute more. Say something about what you're about to do. If you're about to, you want to give birth to a child, you want to marry, just make a declaration right there on the seat. It's always good to lift up, right? It's what we call, by somebody say, man, pray everywhere, lifting up holy hand. You can lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, it will happen effortlessly. Now I speak. Nobody's listening to you, so be bold about what you are saying. Don't speak silently. Now the path to my glorious marriage is open and nothing is hindering it. No obstacle. Now I wear a garment of favor and blessings abound all around me. When I call on one person, 10 will respond to help me. Mercy is speaking over me every time. I walk in grace. I walk in supernatural wisdom. I walk in the power of the age to come. In my path there is life, no death. I open my voice in the spirit. No, everything hanging up there, negative, I abort you right now. You are not going to have power over me. I resist the words of men against my soul. They are not my Lord. Therefore, I'm divinely protected, shielded away from the imaginations and the evil speakings of men. The Lord is with me like a mighty terrible one. My persecutors will stumble. I'm guided. I'm surrounded. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, shout amen. As soon as they told Jesus that the one you love was sick, what did he say? John 11, what did he say? This sickness is not unto death. You see, people know about the path, even the Lord Jesus, where he called Lazarus out. But Jesus began to build the bridge before them by what he said. Then when they finally told Lazarus was there, he said he was sleeping. Because he had laid those words like petrol on ground, he just said, Lazarus, comfort. At times, even before you pray, they just hit you with a news. Can you first of all respond according to God's word? Wow. Oh, we lost that money. No, a saint cannot lose anything. It will be multiplied many times back to me. Then you can now begin to pray, Father, thank you, and start praying. But that first declaration is law of first mention. I will call personally law of first mention. It's important. The first thing that proceeds out of your mouth once you hear news, what jumps out first? Hallelujah. Oh, sack letter. Wow. It's time to have a better job. Something better has been provided by God for me. Lord, we give you praise. Then you leave it. You have just killed something. And you have started something. Shall we rise? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Manda bayaka sule manda. Rasizeke malahishke. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. We worship you. We worship you. Zusa pradakishotos. Malakatose Mandala Bashali Mandala Basiria Mandelebos. In the name of my Lord Jesus Christ, I bless this entire congregation. May you grow in grace, in the knowledge of God. I pray for you for self-control, that no corrupt communication will proceed out of your mouth. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I say to anyone who is hearing me this morning, whether you came for first service, second, or you are here now, or you are watching, that there is an activity going on in your life that contradicts the plan of redemption. In Jesus' name, greater than Moses, than Jacob, by the privilege of new creation, now I represent my Lord Jesus and I say to you, those activities, I shut them down now. Mercy ends it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Even if there are personal mistakes that you made or shortcomings or whatever, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the rod of God's mercy, you are exonerated. You are set free. In the name of Jesus. You are set apart from the effects. Now let it be that from this moment, grace and mercy, they carry you. And your result is according to the mercy of God. According to plans of redemption. In Jesus' name. I say to everybody prophetically, from today, nothing missing, nothing broken. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. I was so blessed by that testimony. In the last 5 years, that is the third case of an adult bedwetting that God stops. One is already more than 2 years, and it has never returned. God is good. God is good. Thank God. If there is any deformity, any kind of harassment, any embarrassing situation in anyone's life right now, and I extend it to debts, somebody is, you are owing, everything is just upside down. In the name of Jesus Christ, a new day starts now.
Amen.
Supernatural supply.
Amen.
Help from above.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, we minister to many by the grace of God that the same day of the service, some the following day, somebody called and he said, you know what, don't worry about that money. And then they were able to build up themselves and God started blessing them. I just see that that is happening right now. Those of you that need a push, maybe somebody capital to start, something that will stand you up, receive that help right now. Let there be peace in homes. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Put your hands together, give God praise.
Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. You know, we never like to end without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Coming into Christ is beyond joining a church, is beyond a religion. It is joining God's family. And that is done when you believe in Christ Jesus. So I just want to lead you right away now. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died and rose again and that you paid for my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And from today, I belong to you. If you have said those words, we'll believe you are born again. You are part of God's family right now. You can go ahead and rejoice about it. God bless you. We love you. Stay blessed.